I'm Jason Klom, and this is Comedy on Vinyl. Hey, everybody. Jason Klom here. Long time no talk at you. Long time no you hear me. Does that make sense? So the reason I haven't posted in a while, if you follow me on social media, you know why, because I won't shut up about it. And I have posted a couple times on the Comedy on Vinyl Instagram, but nothing's gone into the feed. And I have, that's how insane my time has been. I'm recording this on Saturday, September 2nd, and this big project comes out on, Tuesday, the 12th of September. I've written a book. Now, you've heard me talk about books before that I've written. I self-published some books, which is, still is great and fun to do. And, I think it's plenty valid to self-publish your books, but I am very excited that somebody else agreed to publish one of mine this time. It's called We're Not Worthy. It's the history of 90s TV sketch comedy. It's also the history of sketch comedy in the 90s in general, and the history of some of the different theaters that were the reason these sketch comedy groups and sketch comedy TV shows even had cast, you know, like the Groundlings and stuff like that. I started the book last year and finished it early this year, and I'm very excited. And it has a foreword by David Wayne of The State somehow. He liked the interview enough and he liked the book enough that he kindly wrote a foreword to it. And, I don't know. I'm very excited, that this is coming out. It's a limited edition at first is a hardcover with, blue gilding on the side, looks kind of like a Bible, and the cover art is by Adam Coford, who is my favorite cartoonist. You might know him from drawing John Hodgman's 700 Hobos or doing the Laugh Out Loud Cats, which was just a fantastic comic that he still does every once in a while. I there's nothing else to say except that I have a book coming out. I'm very proud of it, and you can pre-order it anywhere. I'm also doing a reading here near where I live at a place called Toad Vine Books in Berkeley, Michigan. That's Berkeley. And you can follow them on Instagram, and they have the information up there as well. But it's on the 14th, 2 days after the book comes out at 7 p.m. It's a small shop, which means hopefully we can pack the place. There will be books obviously available to buy there. We'll do some kind of a reading. I'm assuming some kind of a signing as well. It's insane that I haven't even put anything out on this feed, which is the feed that most people listen to of all the stuff I do. But there it is. You all have been very supportive, and this show is one of the reasons I even got half of the interviews I did. And then, you know, because of a few of those falling into place and a couple of random ones saying yes, I interviewed 150 people for the book. The one name that I'm pretty sure got everybody interested was Carol Burnett. And I don't know how or why she said yes. I cold emailed her people. I've asked her to be on the podcast before. Podcasts are like, you know, that's a weird thing to do. But a book says something different to certain people. And Carol Burnett said yes. It was a delight. There's more of a story there, which at some point I'll probably talk about somewhere, maybe on my Patreon, maybe here. By the way, at some point I do plan to revisit and do some more episodes here, just nothing regular. Obviously, we still need to do the rest of the history of Fire Sign. That is not over. But the book has taken over everything. It's taken over every minute of my day, pretty much. And that includes promoting it after it was done, you know, proving this, proving that. But yeah, it's a long book. It's about 120,000 words or so. And it's something I can follow up with. I originally actually pitched a book, as you can imagine, based on this podcast. I wanted to do a Comedy on Vinyl book. Then I pivoted to a history of sketch comedy, which is something I'd still like to do. This book, and I didn't know that they were doing that book, is very specific. 1990s TV sketch comedy. It's the stuff I grew up with. I've probably talked about that stuff on the podcast before. It means a lot to me. It's the reason I got into sketch comedy myself, the reason I started Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour with my buddy Dan Gomiller. And so I just thought it was perfect. And the interviews are just, they're just a blast to do. So anyway, I can't once more say I'm so proud of it. I am very proud of it. I did it. I said it again. It's just a pretty book, and it's very nice to have a hardcover of something in your hands that somebody else wanted to make. And I hope you are able to pre-order it. I hope you enjoy it. It's available. It'll be available soon. You can pre-order it now. Like I said, you can get it in hardcover. You can get it in ebook format. There will be a second edition eventually to fix any errors or add some new interviews, which I've already negotiated to have a few new interviews. I say negotiated. I mean, I asked someone and they said, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. Now that they know that I've written a book that's very positive about their work, which is understandable. Interestingly enough, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, actually, I almost forgot to talk about, which is insane, is something called Comedy on Vinyl, History on the Record. Also in Berkeley, Michigan, at the Berkeley Public Library for the month of September. It just worked out that way, that it'd be the same month as when my book comes out. I have a display at the library. It's like a 10 by 6 foot display. A selection of comedy album covers of mine, but it's also with little museum placards next to them to give people a rough idea of the history in like four lines. It's insane. There's not a lot of room. You want stuff to be readable. But it's got a lot of my records to tell the history of recorded comedy, recorded audio comedy, and there's also ephemera. So we're talking Steve Martin's poster from Comedy Isn't Pretty. We're talking Steve Martin's Best Fishes photo. We're talking the Albert Brooks 8x10, which I've separated from the album so that if you look around, you're like, why isn't that there? Is that and there's a Duck's Breath Theater dollar bill with a duck on it. There's a bunch of other ephemera and collectibles and things that go with it, many of which were provided actually by Stand Up Records and by Taylor Jessen at Firesign Theater. It's just like, do you have anything extra sitting around that you wouldn't mind basically losing to me? And they sent me a bunch of stuff and it really helps. And it looks great. I'm pretty proud of it. I'm very proud of it. I'm going to keep saying I'm proud of stuff. But yeah, so you can check that out. It's at Berkeley Public Library here in Berkeley, Michigan. It's a suburb of Detroit. So if you live in the area, come check it out. I don't imagine you're going to be taking an airplane to come out to see it. But if you do, you know, come out at the same time you can come and see me do a reading at Toadvine Books. So thank you very much for listening to this, for your patience, for me not releasing other episodes, which, you know, it's been a while. It would be nice to have, you know, even one a year would be cool. I am going to release an unboxing. I got the three Richard Pryor re-releases from Stand Up Records. Two of them have been on vinyl before. One of them has never been on vinyl. It actually, I think, was only released a couple of years ago for the first time. And Dan Schlissel at Stand Up Records made it happen so that is on vinyl. I will have an update for you when this happens, but the Dick Davey record is happening. And I've had some people continue to contact me throughout the years since I announced that, just every once in a while sending me new press clippings and stuff. It's all new. And I'm very excited to do that. I will say, on a personal note / it's a professional note as well. Dick Davey's, I call her his widow, but she was his longtime girlfriend, and she was with him. Lillian Richmond was with him when he passed away, so effectively his widow. We got word a little while ago that Lillian had passed, which is very sad, and she helped so much, as did Sharon Hoffman, Richard, Dick Davey's niece. And long story short, if you're in New York City and you knew Lillian or knew someone who knew Lillian, I would love to get in contact with her family. I'd love to speak with her family, see what they knew about Dick Davey. And also, I would love to know where the archive has gone since then. So if I'm honest, that's also a big part of it. Would love to know where the archive is, his scrapbook and things, which I have since been fortunate enough to see in forms of photos. Lillian sent me photos. She sent me a piece from the scrapbook, but, I don't know that there's much else happening in Comedy on Vinyl land at the moment. I am still pitching the book around. I'm also pitching other books in the hopes that, you know, the Comedy on Vinyl book can fall, you know, on the heels of whatever that book is. Whatever sells first, one hopes will help me get the Comedy on Vinyl book made. So, yeah, that's about it. I want to thank you again for listening to all of this. Thank you if you are able to help with any of this. And as always, have a good thing. Comedy on Vinyl is a production of Stolen Dress Entertainment. It is produced by Mike Warden and is hosted and edited by Jason Klom. Our theme song was composed and performed by Richard Levinson. You can email us at podcast@comedyonvinyl.com. You can also send snail mail to P.O. Box 725-165, Berkeley, Michigan 48072. Subscribe to Comedy on Vinyl on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you can find podcasts.
Give us a 5-star rating and write us a review. It helps. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Comedy on Vinyl, or find everything in one place at comedyonvinyl.com. A major portion of Comedy on Vinyl has been underwritten by Stand Up Records. Please visit standuprecords.com for all your comedy needs and tune in to the new Stand Up Records channel available on the Roku, where you can also find select episodes of this podcast. Visit stolendress.com to listen to our other podcasts, watch videos, and imbibe freely of our multimedia content going back 15 plus years. Stolen Dress Entertainment.
Hey, it's my turn. Ah!